Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday and No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, years ago, I was living in New York, and I went to see the longest-running show in the history of Broadway, Cats. You know, memories. You know, it was a great song, and I really didn't care for the play that was around the one song. Well-costumed actors and actresses, but as I was watching the play, I was struck by something that's really the subject of today's show. And I thought I would share it with you, remind you of something I know you know, but I know so few people execute on. So that's what I'm going to be covering today, and I hope you find it helpful. And if you do like today's show or any of my shows, I hope you go over to iTunes or Stitcher, give the show 5 stars, write a great review. It helps other people discover it, helps other people find work more quickly. So hang in there, enjoy the ride, and here we go. I want to talk with you about one of the mistakes that job hunters make way too often. And it tends to be a mistake that very experienced job hunters make. And it's the mistake of allowing their interviews to get stale. Now, I just want to make sure you understand. What often happens is a job hunter has been on so many interviews, and they're asked the same questions repeatedly. Why are you looking for a job? Tell me about yourself. Do you have any questions for us? Even if you're in an area where there are specialized skills involved, eventually the questions start to get pretty predictable. And the result is people start to get bored with the interview and they get stale. Now, understand from the employer's perspective, they're only hearing your answer for the first time, even though you may have answered the same question 20 times. So I want to remind you about something. I learned this lesson years ago. I used to live in New York. If you remember the play Cats, you know, memories, you know, that play. And I thought about it one day in this long-running show. Yes, the cast changes over, but normally the, you know, a particular cast member will be in a part for at least a year, sometimes two. And this performer is saying the same lines, singing the same songs, night after night. They're doing work 6 days a week, 8 shows a week. And you know, their commitment is to make it seem as fresh as opening night, because the audience is only watching the show the first time and they're paying full price. Yet, you know, you gotta imagine that the actors and actresses are getting bored seeing memories. It's horrible. So remember, your job is to be a performer on opening night, delivering the lines fresh, singing the songs fresh, just like those performers did in Cats, so that the audience is able to see you in your magnificence and applaud ferociously at the end of the performance. So that's today's show. I hope you liked it. If you did, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, before I describe the site to you, I'll just say that the price of the site is going up from $24.99, where it's been since we've been in beta, to $49.99 on September 5th. So now is the time to join before the price increase. All the functionality is in place now. So you're getting the full site and the full experience for desktop and mobile now without having to, you know, pay the price increase. So come join jobsearchcoachinghq.com before the price goes up on September 5th. The site has curated information of mine and others in podcasts, videos, books and guides, articles, and the ability to ask me questions about your search. So come join me. If you want full-out coaching, I discount it as well. So again, the site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Come back tomorrow if you did. I've got more for you. Take care. Have a great day.